From WSNC in Winston-Salem, this is Triad in Focus with Ben Donnelly.
Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Triad in Focus. I'm Ben Donnelly here on 90.5 WSNC, WSNCradio.org. And this is Triad in Focus. We come on every Friday morning from 7:30 until 8 a.m., and we talk to important people in the Winston-Salem area. My guest this morning is Lauren Desai from the downtown Winston-Salem Community Cinema. Good morning. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning. Otherwise known as Aperture Cinema.
Oh, okay. Is that an old name for it?
That is a new name. In January, we became a nonprofit. And so to do that, we had to sort of create a separate organization to then assume Aperture.
So have you changed the signs?
Nothing's changed except for that's sort of our official name.
Okay. Is it going to be a subtitle underneath at some point?
Yeah, or people really won't even know us by that name at all. Really.
Okay. That's a simpler way to do it. But you're located downtown on 4th Street, correct?
Right on 4th Street, yep.
And how long has whatever you call the theater been there?
Aperture has been there since 2010. So we're approaching our 8th anniversary, which is a really long time.
Yeah. It's great that you've been down there for a while because we didn't really have any downtown. Well, I'm going to call you an art theater.
Yeah, that's what we are. You're right.
What was the impetus behind starting the theater?
I mean, exactly what you said. There wasn't a place to see art house films in Winston-Salem after North Point Cinema closed down. For a while, there was Films on 4th, which brought in art films. But when that ended, you had to drive to Greensboro or wait a long time till they came out, you know, on DVD. So that was the impetus for doing it.
How long have you been with the organization?
Since the beginning. Well, since before 2010.
Okay.
So I founded it, so probably since 2009 when I started working on it.
Where, are you from the area?
I am. I grew up here. I left for college and several years after that. And when I left, you know, things were a lot different back then, and I said I'd never come back to Winston-Salem, and here I am.
Where did you go to college?
I went to University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I wanted to get to a big city. That was.
What brought you back?
Well, I came back to go to Wake Forest to get my MBA, and still wasn't necessarily planning to stay when I graduated. I just ended up finding a job, and I actually met my husband in business school, and we both got jobs here, and we stayed, and then things started to change, and now we're really here.
Yeah, really here. What did you do before you started the cinema?
I was a financial analyst and a marketing analyst, and I worked in Greensboro, so I did that commute every day. And then when our son was born, I didn't want to drive every day anymore, so I sort of took some time off to think about what I wanted to do, and that was when the space on 4th Street became available, and I started to write a business plan. It really, once I got going and found people interested in supporting it, there was really no turning back.
So that story continues on. Aperture was started as a commercial theater. And more recently, you're making the transition to a nonprofit. Tell me more about that.
And so part of that was, you know, it's the economics of popcorn and ticket sales for a theater that is not that large, doesn't have that many screens, and shows, you know, art films and not the mainstream films. I mean, it's very difficult. So in order to be more sustainable and to create an organization that can be around for a while, we chose to transition to nonprofits so that we can get the support of the community, apply for grants, and fundraise to be sustainable.
So the economics of a theater, that's part of the reason why you usually see larger multiplexes like that, because what the majority of the profit made from food sales?
Most now have 12 to 18 screens, and just you don't have to have as much staff, but you have all these films, and they're the kinds of films that oftentimes play on multiple screens. I mean, the big blockbusters, and they're the ones that have TV advertising, and so that you can sort of see how that might be a much more lucrative type of film to be playing.
How do you make the decisions on what films play at Aperture?
I try to see as many of them as I can. We in 2013, we went from 2 screens to 4 screens, and so that really doubled, sometimes tripled our programming. So I can't necessarily keep up and watch all those films. But if I don't see them, I'm doing a lot of research and I'm seeing how they're doing at other theaters and I'm talking to people. So I know about every single film that we're playing and why we're playing it.
Who has been the audience for most of these films?
It varies on the film. I mean, our core audience is sort of more of a empty nest retired audience, which kind of you can understand. I mean, they have the time and the interest to try some of these films. And yeah.
Well, so if you've just tuned in, this is Try It in Focus here on 90.5 WSNC, and we're speaking with Lauren Desai from the Aperture Cinema downtown. And what is the it's the Winston-Salem Community Cinema also?
Well, downtown Winston-Salem Community Cinema.
As with the name change, if you would like to know more about the station, the cinema, or this program, go to wsncradio.triadinfocus. So tell me more, Lauren, about what are the plans for the future now that the cinema has the nonprofit status?
I think really nothing has changed about our programming and our day-to-day operations. The idea would be to sort of enhance them and do more outreach and more special events around the films that we're showing and sort of be able to grow our capacity over the long run. I mean, it's really, we have a very slim staff and it's really me that's doing everything at this point. And so it's not really ideal for an organization to have one person that's sort of the brain power. And I think it would be to get to a point where there's more people who understand what we're doing.
Well, again, looking into the future of plans, do you? I have one question about Aperture that we have. Of course, we have the film festival going on here in Winston-Salem once a year. Is there any association between you and what goes on with them?
So, with River, and we have been a venue for them since we opened in 2010, and we completely shut down, and they take over our larger screens, and they really program. And we don't have anything to do with what they show on the screens during that time. So we've had a long-standing relationship with them and really given them a space to, I think, expand their festival a lot. And we show, I think, around 70 screenings at Aperture during that 10-day period.
Do you have any association with the film portion of the School of the Arts?
We not an official sort of relationship, but we do. I mean, we try to screen films from their graduates whenever we can, and we just actually started a program with River Run, which we're calling Short-O-Matics, which we're pairing a short with a film for the length of its time at Aperture. And a lot of the one we're showing now is from it's a student film from the School of the Arts, so it's a lot of their filmmakers. But so we're trying to do more of those things because it is a wonderful resource, and it's kind of fun to be an outlet for some of their work.
We're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Lauren Desai from the Aperture Cinema downtown here in Winston-Salem. I'm Ben Donnelly. This is Try It in Focus. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is Kevin Covens, your co-host on Beale Street Caravan. Coming up next time on the program, we'll have bluesman Robert Finley. Also joining us will be Beale Street Caravan contributor William Lee Ellis as he continues his series, Religion and the Blues. That's all coming up next time on Beale Street Caravan.
Saturday at 7 on 90.5 WSNC.
Hi, this is Charles McCullough, inviting you to join me for Classic Golden Oldies, Sundays from 4 until 7, right here on 90.5 WSNC. I'm so lonely without you. Can't sleep at night,
always thinking about you. Thank you for tuning in. This is Try It in Focus here on 90.5 WSNC. I'm Ben Donnelly, your host, and my guest this morning is Lauren Desai from Aperture Cinema downtown here in Winston-Salem. Lauren, again, thank you very much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, you have mentioned that you pretty much run the show at the theater. How did you get interested in film?
I have always been interested in movies, and when I, after college, I decided to do something really random and move out to LA and take a course in film production, and that's when I really, you know, I was working and doing internships, but while I was there, I was also sort of educating myself on film. I mean, I'd go to when there were video stores, I'd go and rent, you know, all the classics on DVD and watch them and sort of, so I was working during the day and watching films at night, and that's really, I think, where I got my interest. And I thought for a while about going to film school and becoming a director, and then just sort of realized that creating the films wasn't necessarily how I wanted to be involved, and sort of dropped it for a while. And then when the idea of the need to have a cinema in Winston-Salem, you know, was there, it sort of was like an obvious fit, because then I could just watch films all the time.
And you could use all of your life experience and connections to make all this happen.
Yeah, and having recently gotten my MBA, like, I knew how to write a business plan and all the different areas that would be important to run an enterprise.
Do you have a favorite film?
Yeah, so it's Amelie.
That's a good choice.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's my favorite film because I love the film, but also because I was living in New York when I saw it in a small little art house cinema called the Angelica. You know, it was just that experience along with the film that really was, it was more about the whole package. And so being in an art house was like, oh, well, there are theaters where you can enjoy films like this. And maybe one day Winston-Salem will have one.
Do you have a favorite genre?
You know, I don't, because to me, it's more about the storytelling. So, if it's a really unique vision and story, then it doesn't really matter what the genre is to me.
Could you expand on that a little bit?
So, you know, I would not say that I am a big fan of horror films, but we've shown a couple over the last years at Aperture. One's called The Babadook, and the other one is It Follows. And, you know, the stories behind them, you know, they're not horror necessarily, but they're scary movies, and I loved them because it was such a unique story and so well done, and I wouldn't say that I love horror films.
So I can tell that you have a passion for this, and that it probably takes a lot of work to bring these films to Winston, the films that would not be playing at the multiplex or anything else. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a lot of work and a lot of sort of sometimes negotiation and sort of really like, oh, we really want to play this film. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's how many people get to say they operate a movie theater? I mean, it's just mm-hmm. really, that's sort of when I have a bad day, I remind myself of that fact.
You can feel like you're living the dream.
Yeah. I mean, really, it's pretty cool.
Great. Tell me more about what is coming up. I hear you mentioned that you're opening a film. Is that tonight?
Yeah, so we're opening a film. I'm really excited about it. I saw it at Sundance. It's called The Big Sick. And it is written by a woman named Emily Gordon, who is from Winston-Salem. And it's the true story of how she and her now husband, Kumail Nanjiani, I don't know if you watch Silicon Valley, but
yeah,
he...
Yeah. He's a very funny man.
Yes, he's hysterical. And they're very, I mean, together their writing is very clever. And so they wrote this story about how they met. And it's really wonderful all around from start to end.
And that is, it's opening tonight. What time will the first showing be?
The first showing, I believe, is at 3 o'clock. And so we added some extra show times for this film because we're hoping to have some larger than normal crowds.
What is your website?
It's aperturecinema.com.
Would you mind spelling that?
I'll spell it. It's A-P-E-R-T-U-R-E and then cinema.
And what do you have coming up? What's in the hopper coming up after this film?
Well, it never really stops. I mean, we generally open 1 to 2 films each Friday, and And we're doing more special events, so we're aiming to have one or two other special events per week. So like next week we are showing in honor of Jonathan Demme, the director who recently passed away. We're showing his acclaimed documentary about the Talking Heads called Stop Making Sense. So we'll do that next Tuesday, and then we are going to, in August, we're going to be a venue for the National Black Theater Festival. They do a film sort of component, so during the day you can come and see. They've programmed, again, they sort of programmed everything and we just run the theaters, but they've programmed a lot of different films and shorts, and it looks pretty great. And so those are free to the public, so I would encourage anybody that's not working during the day to come check out a few.
You mentioned that you're working with the Black Theater Festival and with the River Run Film Festival. Do you partner with any other organizations in town?
Yes, we really, that's sort of one of our focuses. When we have a film that might appeal to a certain group or segment of the community, we try to reach out to them and get them involved so that their constituents know about the film. And also we try to, you know, when we can, do panels. So, yeah, we are constantly looking for community partners to grow the audience for a film.
Do you have any examples?
Yes, I do. I have a lot of them.
I don't mean to put you on the spot.
It's hard to think this early in the morning when I haven't had coffee.
Oh,
yet.
Tell me about it.
But I can talk about what. So we're about to show the film, An Inconvenient Sequel, which is the second film that Al Gore did after An Inconvenient Truth, I don't know how many years later. But so we're, part of the process is we're trying to put together a panel that we can talk about what's going on locally in regards to our sort of action involving climate change. And it just happens to also be about the environment, but we're showing a film on July 29th called Tomorrow. And it's a documentary film that's very optimistic about changes that small groups of people can make in their communities. And so with that film, we're going to show it all day on Saturday, but also have a little fair where we've invited other groups to come and have a table so that after you see this film and you're inspired to sort of do something on your own, you can go and see all these groups and sort of talk to them about how you might get involved.
Do you see cinema as a tool for social change?
I do. I think cinema is a great way to get people together in a dark room. You watch a film and you could be sitting next. I mean, you can be sitting next to, like, all of society could be in that theater, all the different representatives in society. And then you watch the film and you're just so much more open to dialogue, I think, after you see something. And so I do think it, and that's just aside from the topic of the film. I mean, it's just about being together. It's one of the most affordable art forms there is. And so I really think it can be very powerful.
Do you have any memories of any particularly strong audience reaction to any films that you've shown, whether it's positive or negative or mixed?
I think we've had all of those. I can't name, I can't pull the film's names off my head, but, you know, we have people that will sit down for a film and then get up halfway through and just say they don't like the film and then they'll want their money back. I'll be like, well, I don't know, if you go to a museum and you don't like the piece of art that's on the wall, are you going to ask for your money back? I mean, that happens a lot, I think, especially with some of the films that we're showing that are a little bit more out there. And but we have positive reaction to so many more of the films than those stories. We are still our best film that we've ever shown is still The King's Speech, which we had in 2010. And we kept that film for almost 4 months. And
just, it was well attended?
Yeah, and then people just kept coming back and bringing people. And that was our first year of business, so it sort of clouded the perception of how things really were, because we've never had anything like that since. but it sort of showed how people could get really excited about a film about the king of England that had a speech problem. I mean, it was sort of inspiring.
Well, it can be a really passionate response to any kind of film. The cinema's experienced on such a personal level. You kind of inhabit that world for an hour and a half, 2 hours, or however long it is. And I think some people are really react strongly positively to inhabiting that, and when they feel like they're being asked to do something that they're not willing to do, is an equally strong negative response.
It is a very personal experience, but also when you're in a theater versus, say, when you're watching it on your couch at home, and you're, for example, watching a comedy, I mean, you are building off of when the audience laughs, and you're part of that, too. So that's, you know, part of, I think, the challenge of the entire film industry is sort of keeping that experience alive, because there's so many other ways for people to consume films, and, you know, we want the movie theater to stay around.
If you've just tuned in, this is Try It in Focus on 90.5 WSNCRadio.org. I'm Ben Donnelly, your host. I'm speaking with Lauren Desai from the downtown Winston-Salem Community Cinema, also known as the Aperture Cinema. And we'll be back in just a few moments. Make sure you stick around right here on 90.5.
The Putumayo World Music Hour is a journey around the globe through the music of many different cultures.
It's an hour of melodic and rhythmic sounds from Africa, the Caribbean, Latin America, the Mediterranean, and beyond.
The Putumayo World Music Hour. It's music that makes you feel good.
I'm Dan Storper.
And I'm Rosalie Howarth.
Join us for a musical adventure on the next Putumayo World Music Hour.
This evening at 8 on 90.5 WSNC. This is Try It in Focus here on 90.5 WSNC Radio, WSNCRadio.org. I'm Ben Donnelly, your host. We come on every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m., and we talk to important people here in the Winston-Salem area and in the Triad in general. My guest this morning is Lauren Desai. She is from the downtown Winston-Salem Community Cinema, also known as Aperture Cinema. And do you have an official title there?
I am the executive director and curator.
Okay.
I was curator. That was my title on my card before we became a nonprofit. And I really, like, didn't want to necessarily give that away. So I sort of kept it. Because I really, as I'm the programmer, so I really feel like that's an appropriate title.
What does the word curator mean to you?
It means, so I think it's more than just programming. I mean, I'm not just sticking films into slots to be able to show things. I'm actively kind of evaluating what's out there and making a selection based on everything else we're playing, and so it sort of all goes together. And so I think it's like in a museum, sort of that same applies for what I'm doing at Aperture.
So you see this as an art form?
Oh yes, for sure. I think it's film is. I mean, you think about how many people go into making a film and all their different, what they're bringing to the table, whether it's a makeup artist or a costume designer, or, you know, obviously all of the performance artists, but the director. I mean, every single person that is involved at the film is an artist in their own, and then they're coming together to make this total piece of art. And
so, kind of a collaboration.
I mean, I could talk. So. Go on and on about why film
we've got time. Go ahead.
I think that there's always going to be people that argue that, no, it's commerce and it's, you know, it's not an art form like the symphony or art in a museum, and I really feel strongly that it is just like those, and it's just an art form that hasn't been around as long.
How can people get involved if they want to?
So they can go to the website. We've got all sorts of information there. We just started a volunteer program a couple months ago. We have a very intimate space, and so what we're trying to do is sort of remind people of how they used to see films. And so part of that is there used to be ushers that sort of told you where to go and greeted you and answered your questions, and we've never had the capacity to have staff serve that role. And so now, as a nonprofit, we can sort of have volunteers be involved. And so one of the first things we're doing is bringing volunteers in to sort of, they're called attendants, and they stand at the front door, and they are the first people that our patrons see when they come in, and they just greet and direct and just a friendly face. And so I think that's an easy way. I mean, it's a very, it's a pretty easy job for a person to do. They just have to have a smiling face and be willing to talk a little. And so we have shifts available.
And they can find out more. That's aperturecinema.com?
Yes.
Great. Well, we're going to wrap this up. We're running out of time.
Thank you for having me. This is a lot of fun.
I enjoyed it, too. Thank you for coming in. I've been speaking with Lauren Desai. She is the executive director and curator of the Downtown Winston-Salem Community Cinema, also known as the Aperture Cinema. And this is Try It in Focus. We come on every Friday morning from 7:30 until 8 a.m. local and live right here in Winston-Salem. I'm Ben Donnelly. Thank you very much. And tune in again next week here to Try It in Focus.
On this week's On the Media, in their cover-up coverage of the explosive Don Jr. story, the right-wing press showed what a real media agenda looks like.
What they believe in more than Donald Trump is this idea that they have an opportunity to hit the mainstream media and discredit them to a point where they can take over.
Don't miss this week's On the Media from WNYC.
This evening at 7 on 90.5 WSNC.
I'm Calvin Patterson, host of Empowering You, a program committed to educating, encouraging, and empowering you and the listening audience here in Winston-Salem and Forsyth County. Join me and my guests here only on 90.5 FM WSNC.
Monday at 7 p.m.
FM WSNC Winston-Salem.
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
From what we're seeing, the new Republican Trump care bill is every bit as mean as the old one.
A revised Republican plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act would gut Medicaid, give massive tax cuts to the wealthiest Americans and defund Planned Parenthood, making it harder for women to access breast cancer screenings and basic reproductive services. We'll get response from Jessica Mason Piklow of Rewire and go to Capitol Hill to speak with Democratic Congressman Keith Ellison, where 11 interfaith leaders were arrested Thursday for protesting the plan outside the office of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.